Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Show. We're talking Tuesday's Champions League slate. Yep, Champions League is back after a week off, and now we get more. We get the second legs. Luis is also back. Luis, welcome to the show. You saw snow for the first time, and I don't know how long. So
it's been a long time. It's probably like 4 years. So yeah. So.
Luis was in Colorado. That's why we missed him a couple weeks ago, but he's back. He saw snow and he's ready to talk about, I guess, Bayern. There's probably snow in Bayern. That makes sense in Munich. So some snowy matches maybe we'll get. We'll never know. But
never know. Yeah.
All right. Bayern Munich. We have a 2.61 implied goal total for Bayern Munich. Liverpool just under two goals. And this is kind of a slate where I was tinkering with some lineups. At first, I thought it was, maybe the decision between Lewandowski or Salah, but maybe it's kind of depending on which Bayern Munich guys you want to play. Where's your first look here for the slate?
Yeah, it's the same with you. It's like, it depends. Like, do I want to fade Lewandowski for Coman and Sané or even Müller? I mean, not my cup of tea, but somebody might like to take that. So yeah, I have problems playing Salah here. Just I know he can go off, and I know that Inter has to attack and they have a two goal difference. I just don't see obviously Salah can score more goals than Lewandowski or I as a raw point, it feels like Sané and Coman are better than Salah, especially without set pieces. Maybe there's a penalty kick here and there, but I don't know. I think that your best option is going with Bayer, and in that case, it's just, do you want to play Lewandowski or not? The last late, it worked. If you faded Lewandowski, you did well. If you didn't, well, probably you didn't do as well, right? So, but now, I feel, before I think it was Lewandowski 11,000 or 12,000, something like crazy.
I think he was actually cheaper last late.
He was?
He was 10,000. So that's why he was so popular, because he was 10K at whatever, minus 300 to score.
You're right. But it felt like Sané and Coman were like 8,000, right? I mean, I might just be blanking out here, but like the difference in price here between Coman and Lewandowski is not that high. I mean, it makes it hard to play both of them. I'm Sané without set pieces a little bit more shaky, especially if now we're gonna have Gnabry on bench waiting on the sidelines. Usually, he gets for either Coman or Sané. I mean, we know Lewandowski is going to play the full match. I mean, price is really high. So it's just a matter of, like, if you can feed all the guys you want from Bayern. I mean, can you do a lineup with Lewandowski, Coman, Sané, and Kimmich? You probably could. Just fill the rest with, like, the scraps you want. I'm just give up on again, like, you know, the decision is again, do you want to give up on the floor of Robo, well, Robertson and TAA? So
yeah, so like, yeah. These matches, it's kind of how you want to play this Liverpool intermatch. Like, we saw the first match, and it kind of went almost as expected. Like, it wasn't a ton that happened really at Inter. Like, Liverpool had two shots on goal, and they scored both those shots.
Yeah,
they finished with 13 shots. Inter had no shots on goal. Liverpool had 16 crosses. So, like, the fullbacks, as we said, they weren't, you know, that good. So I pulled up what actually happened for Liverpool in pretty much the same situation last season. So they were up 2-0 against Leipzig. I think this was the first round of knockouts last season.
Yep. Very similar.
And then the second match. So it seems like Leipzig just, you know, they tried to attack the majority of the way. They had 60% possession, but Liverpool scored on a couple corners. But they still only had nine crosses. Liverpool did.
Overall?
Nine crosses overall in a 2-0 win. They only had 12 shots. Sure, seven of those went on goal. But, like, so you can get, you know, maybe you get a goal from Salah or Mane. But, like, those guys may only have two or three shots. So, like, you're paying up for them. And maybe they're going to get, you know, the 16, 17 points. Whereas, like, Bayern Munich, they're tied 1-1 right now. So, yeah,
and you know, Bayern's going to get more shots.
It's not like even after they score one goal, Bayern's not going to be like, okay, we're good, we're going to sit back. Like, they're going to still, they're going to keep attacking. So I think that's kind of the, like, if you have, for some reason, like, you want to lean, you're looking at Liverpool, it's like, yeah, they're home. This is a good spot. They're going to be on the counter plenty because Inter are going to be attacking. Maybe, like, they're still not going to get that many opportunities. So it just seems like, sure, maybe you can get those guys in GPP because, you know, GPP. But just even in cash games, it doesn't even seem like Alexander-Arnold or Robertson are must, just because how much are they going to be wanting to attack? And then if it's the same situation, like, those guys aren't going to be getting corners. So,
yeah, I'm with you. It just feels that, you know, for cash, if you put the four Bayern guys, I mean, Kimmich, one of them locked in, and then, you know, the rest of the attackers are Bayern, and then it's just a matter of deciding what to do with the rest of the salary. What's the best way to invest it, right? It's just like, for example, I mean, especially a forward. I feel a forward playing for Salah is just too much. I mean, I know that Luis Diaz might play, but Luis Diaz is not 6,000, it's 7,000. So it's just a guy that, you know, I mean, and then you have the other side. You can say, well, you know, I'm going to play as much Bayern as I can, and then I just want a forward for Inter or a forward for Salzburg. It's just, it's a little bit hard to sell it, right? Like, you know, you're not going to play. I mean, I don't know how much is Dzeko, but Dzeko at 6,400. I mean, you don't know he's going to be good. I mean, I like Lautaro at that price. I mean, Lautaro for 5,000, Inter needs to win. But I will put that guy as a replacement of a cheap midfielder, not a replacement of the Bayern forwards, right? So,
yeah. I mean, just in cash games, like, Lautaro at 5,000, it looks good, but it could come to it where, like, he's someone you put in, like, your utility, like, you're sitting in the 5K range in your utility.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. I was trying to put in, like, I think it's, you're probably going to be with, like, if you go with the Bayern route, you're probably going to be doing, like, three guys.
Yeah.
That's what you'll be able to fit in, like, assuming, like, you also pay up for a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Which I think this is pretty good slate to play up for a goalkeeper.
I think so too. Like, a goalkeeper, you know, you can get is Neuer back? I think he is, right?
He has been training. This would be his first match back, but he's been training for a few days, so he could be back. So
I'm with you. I think a goalkeeper might be a good spot to play one of them if you want the money. I mean, because there's not much. I mean, if you cannot get to Robertson or TAA, it's kind of hard to get any other defender, right? So maybe better off paying a goalkeeper and try to get lucky in well, you know, if it's Bayern going to play with Lucas Hernandez, a left back, I mean, you got a left back on an attacking team for 3,700, something like that. We can talk on defender at the time. So you can lock that guy in. And then it's just a matter of, like, you need three teams. So it's going to be like, all right, who are the two guys I need? So that might be it.
About that, so the last slate, whatever this was, a month ago when we were talking about this, we are all about Salzburg. And unfortunately, the guy I fell to, or one of the guys I fell to, was Okafor, who got hurt in the 12th minute.
I know.
So that was pretty stupid. And I think
it's bad luck. I mean, Okafor, what are we supposed to be good? I mean, I actually, Salzburg did pretty well.
You know? Yeah, his substitute scored, Adamu, who I believe is going to start. So Adamu is 3,700. He came on for Okafor, 78 minutes. He had 18 points, three shots, two shots assisted. You know, the worry is that he also had six fouls committed. So if, you know, he doesn't get those numbers and he's still committing fouls, like, you have a negative two for this guy. So
it's a Cavani special. But
yeah. Yeah, but so 3,700 for him. Adeyemi is 4,600. You know, we were all about those Salzburg guys last time, but now away from home, Bayern Munich. Yeah. It seemed like before that last match, Bayern Munich's defense was, you know, a little rusty, but like, if you look at their last league matches, it seems like they've just been kind of, you know, controlling things, pretty much dominating. So Leverkusen had this last match. They had three total crosses, nine shots. Before that, they played Frankfurt. Frankfurt had 12 crosses and six shots. Like, anytime, I guess Kostic didn't play in that. No, Kostic did play. So anytime, you know, you can limit a Kostic team to 12 crosses, like, that's the worrying thing. This isn't the same situation on the last slate, whereas, like, you know, Salzburg are home, so they're a little better idea. I mean, they'll probably be they're fine because of price, but I'm not going to be like, yeah, maybe put two Salzburg guys in here and you'll be fine. It's a little more of a probably get to punt at Salzburg if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, honestly, is I feel that if it wasn't for the constraint that you need three teams, we don't even talk about them. But I mean, looking at the salaries, you can say, I mean, I haven't seen how much Musiala is,
Musiala is 6,900.
Oh yeah, but no, that guy's expensive. So, but it's kind of like, hey, I need two players for other teams. I want to feed as much Bayern as I can, and I need two guys for other teams. So probably one of the midfielders, they want the non-Kimmich spot, it's probably going to go to one of them. So, you know, as you mentioned that, you know, how do you say his name? Akujemu? Sorry, I just...
Adeyemi?
Adamu? Junior Adamu, yeah. The thing that have the middle name is Chukwuebuke, but, you know.
Okay. Adamu, yeah, I mean, right. it's my name plus a U, so that's the only reason I know it.
That's right. So Junior Adamu. So, yeah, I mean, Adamu for 3,700 seems great, and you can move one of the, you know, Coman or Salah to midfield or the utility. So, yeah, I mean, I think that that guy is viable. Brendan Aaronson for 4,200 is not bad. I'm kind of like leaning towards, you know, maybe playing Çalhanoğlu if you have the salary for 6.2. Again, with the premise that Inter needs to attack, I'm not sure they're going to be very effective, but we know the Hakan doesn't need goals or assists to give you 10 points.
It seems like Adamu, I just went through recent Salzburg matches. Like, even though he's starting now, he seems to be getting subbed off pretty much every match.
Yeah.
Just because I don't think he's not a regular starter for him. I mean, it helps that Okafor is out, but they got some other guy, some Danish guy that's been coming on.
Yeah.
Kjærgaard, who is a $3,100 midfielder.
We're all over the place, but like, you know, for Salzburg, I mean, then it's Mohamed Kamara, which is kind of like a Rodri for 3,000, you get 7 points. I mean, isn't that guy, you know, he's pretty consistent. He plays mostly 90 minutes. So, I mean, if you need a midfielder for, you know, for cash, maybe he's might be a good guy to have.
We're pretty clear on like Salah, 9,800. That seems like too much, but like, yeah, we did, you know, discredit Liverpool and you know, they may not get a ton of opportunities, but Jota and Mane are pretty cheap given, you know, given their odds. Yeah. Like Jota plus 120, Mane plus 135. Like those guys have better odds to score than, you know, some of the Bayern guys. Maybe not as good of a floor, but like 7,500, 7,200. Like you could put those guys in, put one of them in, mix them with Lewandowski and Kimmich. And like if you wanted, that would probably help you to get a Robertson in defense. Or, I mean, even – still TA8, 7,800 is just a lot. I'm not sure what world I'm going to be able to – going to want to play him, I guess. But it's at least –
I don't know.
I think you can at least consider – even in cash games, like I think like Jota and Mane can be considered just because like they're cheap given their goal odds. Like I don't think it's the worst idea, I guess.
No, absolutely it's not. And we have to be clear that, you know, we only have very few players to pick. So everybody's in play here. So it's not like we have five matches and, you know, it's a matter of like I think the price is somewhat optimal. I mean, maybe a little bit underpriced, just with the caveat, as you mentioned, that, you know, they might have better goal scores, but, you know, the floor might be a little bit sketchy, right? So it feels more as a play of the bookmakers trying to not get action on those plays that, you know, like one is kind of like, hey, I'm not going to pay you for a Lewandowski goal, so why are you going to do it, right? So, but I don't know. Like, I feel that, you know, if I want to get, I mean, do I want to get Luis Diaz or Mane, or I can go to Çalhanoğlu or even Perisic? I know Liverpool is big favorite at home, but Inter is a decent team. It's just a matter of like, you know, like obviously they're not as good as Liverpool, but they're still champion of Italy, potentially the new champion. They come for a very good game against Empoli, I think. And they actually, I mean, they scored some decent fantasy points on the previous match against Liverpool, obviously at home, right? You know, so that's my point. Like, you know, Perisic seems to be good for 10 points. Now they have to attack. I mean, even if they score a goal, I mean, like, where's Inter going to do? Oh, I just going to lower my hands. They need to score. So maybe the game, if you have an idea that maybe the game goes out of hand and Inter scores a goal and the Liverpool have to attack a little bit more. I mean, you can see a case for playing the Liverpool guys, but in this case, you want Inter, right? You want the guys with floor, which is, you know, for the price, I like Lautaro. I think
so the big thing that last match was that Hakan Çalhanoğlu here, he went a full 90 against Liverpool. Like he's a guy that never goes a full 90.
Yeah, never.
He's come off early each of the last three late league matches since then. So I wonder, like he went 62 over the weekend in league play. So I wonder like maybe they're getting him ready for a full 90 again. So like, so in that range, like you got Perisic at 5,800 or you got Hakan at 6,200. So do you have a preference for one of those guys? You want the set pieces or do you want to just go off, you know, hopefully Perisic just launches in corners from the wing?
Yeah, I just like Hakan better. It's a floor play. And also he's a good long range shooter. So, you know, for all of them, it feels that, you know, obviously playing time is a concern, but I mean, you can see it in the other way around too. Like Inter has the game dominated. So why force Hakan in that match? Just keep it fresh for this one. Right. So, you know, I mean, he seems to be an integral part. And I also read that you have the questionable there, like Perisic has some kind of ailment. So, I'm not sure.
Apparently, he's fine. He was scratched from the match over the weekend for muscle fatigue, but he's good to go. So.
Yeah, you know, this is the war of information. They don't tell you what it is, and they don't know how they good, where they hurt. So, you know, so right. They can, yeah.
You could
so,
I don't know, like,
yeah.
They could have just been like, he's just going to go, you know, 90 on Tuesday, so we're not going to play him today against one of the worst teams in Italy kind of a thing.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, I mean, I like Hakan over those guys. I mean, maybe Hakan and Robertson are very similar to me. I give the edge. Are they a similar price? Yeah, they're very similar. Robertson a little bit higher, but you can fill one of those midfielder spots with one of the Bayern forward hybrid, right? But you know, it's a matter of preference. What do you think? If you have to pick two players for other two teams, not Bayern, who would you pick, you know?
If you go with the Çalhanoğlu route, like, obviously you're going to have to if you go maybe three high-end guys, like, you're not going to be able to get four high-end guys. Like, that's the main issue with, you know, spending up on one of the inner guys. Whereas, like, with an Aaronson here at 4,200, like, in that situation, like, then you can spend up on four guys. That's really, like, what you're missing out on. If in the case that Bayern get three or four goals, they just rack up a ton of opportunities. And then the opposite side of that, like, maybe Salzburg get, you know, they get another goal. And,
yeah,
which, you know, another thing that's not impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, 4,200, he doesn't have the same floor as Çalhanoğlu, but you're also missing out on what could be 20 point upside from, like, your fourth best player, really.
Yeah. No, you're right on that. Like, I'm trying to make a lineup with Lewandowski, Coman, Kimmich, Sané. You only have like 2,900 for the rest three players, and you have to fill a goalkeeper and at least have to be 3,600, which is Kahn. So that's going to be tough. So in that case, you have to sacrifice one of Sané or Coman or Lewandowski and use the salary in some of the other guys. So
speaking Salzburg here, so, like, we mentioned Aaronson, but he's 4,200. Like, he's more expensive because he got that assist last match. But, like, why not maybe just go, you know, Sucic at 3,300, who
–
I guess he doesn't have set pieces anymore, but Seawald is 3,000, who seems to have a split role in set pieces. Like, maybe you'll get 2 points on these guys, but you're also going to be able to spend up on your fourth player more. So, like, it's, I guess, the question. So, if we're just speaking fourth players. So, like, do you want someone like, you could say any of those Liverpool guys, but I mean, we could go to, do you want one? Let's say if you do Lewandowski, Kimmich, and Müller, like, your fourth player would be, you know, maybe in that 7K range. Would you want, you know, one of those Liverpool guys with the goal upside, or someone else who's 4-5K? Like, I guess that would be, like, depending who starts for Liverpool, like, you could get, I don't know, Curtis Jones in there, Oxlade-Chamberlain kind of thing, and Lautaro's in there. So, I mean, it's, you get the goal upside, you get plus 130 goal odds, or you can get a guy who's probably not going to score. So,
that's the thing, right? You know, like, I mean, there's not a clear cut. I mean, it feels that, you know, get as much Bayern as you want, and then, you know, maybe get three out of the, you know, probably Kimmich a lock. I will say if Lucas Hernandez is playing at left back, I will lock in him. I know that his numbers don't look good, but, you know, I mean, the other options are center backs. And
do you think Kimmich is like 90% in cash games?
I think so. Yeah,
he's got to be, like, there's zero reason.
What else are you gonna do? Yeah.
At 7,700, like, there's no reason not to take him. Do you think you're gonna do him in tournaments?
I mean, he had 20 points last time, and it's just
he drew 7 fouls.
And you know, he's just half Galatasaray.
This isn't Neymar. This is Joshua Kimmich.
Yeah,
I guess it was a central midfield role. It wasn't, you know, a technical defensive midfield role, but
yeah,
7 fouls drawn. I guess, I mean, he does draw a lot of fouls because he's on the ball a lot, you know, in the middle of the field. So, but so 7,700 for him, and then. Like, you can make your decision if you want one of those Inter guys or if you want to spend down on Salzburg. I'm not sure about just the Liverpool guys that I mentioned earlier in that range, like Oxlade-Chamberlain and Curtis Jones. Like, those guys are going to be, like, some of the first to be subbed off. So that's kind of the issue with them. Like, it looks good.
If they play,
5,300, but it's like they'll probably play, those guys will play 60, 65 minutes. And then if it's only counterattacks, like Liverpool's midfield's not going to be as potent as, you know, some other matches. So,
yeah, I agree with you.
Vidal here, Arturo. He had 6.6 floor points in the first game, 4,000. Wait.
Hey, I'm okay. Arturo is probably, you know, the guy that can break the slate, right? He can score goals, so he can get red carded in the first 10 minutes. That's him. I feel Inter should do well floor wise for the prices, just because they need to attack and you know Liverpool is a bend not break system, right? Like unless they need to attack, they're just gonna I'm gonna kill you at the counter. So you know if you come forward, we're gonna put these fast guys behind you, and we're just gonna punt it to the end. And they're gonna finish play, so that right, you know, like that's where you get the shots. Sometimes the shots are just to not even to score, just to finish the play, so they can set up again. But it feels like, hey, if Inter needs to attack, I mean, you're gonna have to go forward. So, I mean, I feel that game can go out of hand, and probably Vidal might be a good play. I mean, one problem that Inter have is Barella is suspended, and Barella's kind of like the engine of the team, so. If Vidal can do the job, maybe good for him. If not, I guess they're going to have to rely on Çalhanoğlu, or maybe they play, faster guys, maybe play Correa and Alexis Sanchez. I don't know what they're going to do. I feel that Checo is not a good player for this match, but, you know, I know Mancini, which knows a lot more of soccer than I do, especially. So, I don't know. Like, I just have, like, I want as much Bayern as I can. I'm kind of very excited about Mohamed Kamara because he seems like a Rodri guy for 3,300. For 7 points, he seems like a, you know, he's not going to win me this late, but he's not going to kill me. And I can focus on, do I want Çalhanoğlu or do I want Robertson? Do I want TAA or do I want Vidal or, well, definitely not the comparison, but do I want Alisson? Do I want Neuer? So.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I think it's pretty clear in cash games, like, I cannot go with TAA and Robertson in cash games.
I agree with you.
They're just more tournament play on the slate, which, you know, is weird to say, but I feel like I probably played them in some GPPs last game, and I think, Robertson came through, but, like, TAA did not come through. So, like, but you're paying, like, this $8,000 for a defender who – like how many corners are Liverpool going to get? Like in the only situation in which like a TA has a game where, you know, he has one of those 10 corner matches in which Inter score twice in the first half. So then Liverpool are playing a little different. So like, yeah. But I guess if you want to project that to happen, then that go ahead. But it just seems like spend on the Bayern guys. And then like, otherwise at defender, I mean, you have Van Dijk here at 3,300. He's been priced at, I feel like, 4,500 in recent Premier League slates.
Yeah.
So like you're getting 3,300 there. You got between depending on what Bayern do, they've swapped between a 3-man and 4-man back line like the last 5 matches. So we'll see what happens with that. But that'd be Pavard at 4,300, and as you said, Hernandez 3,700. Otherwise, what do we got else? Is there? There's who else? Konate is 3,100. That'd be the Liverpool center back stack there with Alisson, kind of a thing.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I mean that's like I'm with you. I think that for cash, you know, get as much Bayern as you can, and then you know, put the players you see might do well. Like Van Dijk at 3.3 is good. If you think Liverpool is gonna, you know, keep a clean sheet or at least he's gonna get some save, maybe Alisson is a good play. He was in the previous match. I mean, maybe Neuer is safe, but you never know with a counter or something. They can score. I mean, Salzburg's pretty fast. I mean, I like Neuer obviously over Alisson, but I can play either of them. I definitely like Salzburg's goalie. I mean, he's gonna see shots. And if you want to be different, I mean, for GPP, I'm totally see a stack of Inter Liverpool. If you think that game's gonna go out of hand, well, if Inter's gonna get 2 goals, well, get Lautaro, get Hakan, get the TAA, get Robertson, and you know, maybe just get Kimmich and one more Bayern guy, and you know, good luck, you know. But I don't see much different. I mean, I feel the difference on this list is going to be who is the Bayern guy that does better between or among Müller, Sané, Coman. So whoever does better, 2 of those 3 does better is probably going to be the slay there. It wasn't the time before. Like, you know, if you didn't have Lewandowski and you have everybody else around, you did well. If you didn't, well, probably not. But so, you know.
Yeah, maybe it's the matchup here where, you know, Salzburg just have Lewandowski on lockdown. He's going to get, what, 1 point again? So 0.7 points.
That was crazy, right?
Didn't even get a shot.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, I remember because I fade him, and I this is awesome. So would you waiting for the hammer to drop? Never drop. So that's
so great. You won everything. You faded 11.
I did not want. Oh. I mean, I won a lot, but it, I mean, everything is just not. You know, I wish I would win everything. I'm sure I made a mistake somewhere. I mean, when I made a mistake, it's like
yeah,
I don't remember. I think the person that won has. Liverpool guys and the Bayern guys. So, but hey, for, it is what it is. It's just 2 games late. This is luck. Yeah. And tomorrow is going to be horrible too. So,
it should be fun.
Tomorrow we flop up, but now Mbappe is supposed to be injured. So, it is what it is.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. For goalkeeper, I just want to say so, probably the one guy I'm not considering is Handanovic. Like, that's not.
Yeah. No.
I'd say exclude him from everything. Otherwise, like I'm probably there's not a huge reason why I'd want to pay up for Neuer over Alisson unless you had like the extra $200. That's the only reason. If you like you let your goalkeeper's last one in and like you have the money, I guess, then go with Bayern keeper. But like I think I don't know, Cone, just that eight save performance is So if you played like 3 high-end Bayern guys, are you fine with playing Cone?
Yes.
Just because of the save opportunities? Yeah.
It just doesn't matter. I wish it would matter, but it doesn't. It's just as you mentioned, you know, like, I mean.
Yeah, he had He had more than Alisson last match because he had eight saves, and Alisson had a clean sheet win.
Exactly. He didn't get a shot on target, so yeah. In one of those times, then you know the underdog goalie aligns with you. So, I mean, we don't know, but Bayern home, as you mentioned before, like Bayern. I mean, you mentioned the numbers of the opponent of Bayern, but I'm sure if you look at Bayern, they probably have 30 shots every match, and it's just a matter of like, you know, if those are not clear shots, I mean. Well, they're probably going to be safe. So, you know, it feels that for the worst that Kong can do is, I mean, maybe 6 points. I mean, but I like Alisson, honestly. I mean, I think Alisson between Alisson and Neuer, I think Alisson, because they're going to have more opportunities to save. It's not easy to score on Liverpool. Liverpool have a great defense. And, you know, you have a team that potentially, I mean, as you mentioned, like the scoring odds of the Liverpool guys are high, so you know, they can easily score 1-2 goals, and then you know it's like, well, what are we doing here anymore? So
yeah,
it's just a matter of like, and then you get the points. I mean, Neuer's a little bit sketchy. I mean, I feel that Bayern, you know, might go either way. So because if they don't, there's either the 12 points or it's like a minus. Or it's a 3 points, like the goal and the win. So I don't know. I think to pay for that for 6,000 is a little bit too rich.
Yeah, it's just not going to be the same. Well, at least the thought is that it's not going to be the same kind of game for Alisson, where like he had no saves last match.
Yeah,
like you figure he's going to get saves in this game, unless Inter just have a terrible match where. I guess it's either a terrible match or a really good match in which they score three and Alisson doesn't make a save, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and also you need two players for other teams. I know this just this sounds like an odd thing to say because never mentioned, but in this case, like, hey, you have all Bayern. I mean, you might not be able to get Neuer. You might have to go somewhere else. So
yeah, you could do Cone right there. That could be your third team.
Yeah. So that's the thing. So, you know, goalie doesn't matter until it matters. So,
all right. So I want one last question here. So your favorite Bayern play outside of Lewandowski. So we'll exclude Gnabry from this at 8,000 because I don't know if he's going to start, but I guess should we include him? I don't know. So we got Koeman.
Not including I won't include Kimmich either.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so just Koeman, Sané, and Müller. Do you have like a preference out of these guys? I'd say Sané's probably the first to be subbed off between them. I guess Koeman does get subbed off pretty frequently.
I like Koeman the best. It's just the most expensive one. It's just like I feel Koeman is Robin and Sané is Ribéry, so.
Okay, you know, there you go. There's your answer.
It's just what it is, you know. Like I feel Koeman is a more, you know, a better threat, a probably better floor, but Koeman is so fragile. It's an injury waiting to happen. And then we have Müller, which is, you know, always seems to find the right spot. I like Müller the least, but you know, sometimes he's the one that. You know, he's a differential most of the time. But I'm going to say Koeman. Of all of them, I think Koeman has the better upside.
Okay. Yeah, the thing about Müller is that he doesn't – I guess I don't want to say compared to the other guys, his upside. But it seems like, you know, his upside is often capped around, you know, 20 points. He rarely goes – higher than 20 fantasy points. Like he has, I'm just scrolling through his game log. He has like one match where he had one goal and three assists when Bayern had five goals. But otherwise, like he's capped around 20. Whereas like Koeman, we saw the last match against Salzburg where he had one goal and then 30 fantasy points. Like we saw what kind of upside he has. So that's obviously there's a world in which Müller has a goal and assist, and you know, Koeman and Sané are both subbed off in the 60 or 70th minute, but We're just saying the more likely thing to happen.
Yeah, it's just the nature of the scoring grid, right? Like you have a team that is going to pack the box. So you get points for crosses, you don't get points for true balls. So, you know, Mueller does well when he has space to find, you know, Lewandowski or someone in the middle, then he can get the threat ball. But, you know, the other guys, they have to cross, and cross come for points, whereas the other one, unless they get a shot, there's no point. So that's a problem. And obviously, you know, they have more upside. They are younger. They take more set pieces. So, you know, definitely you have to go with the wins. And Mueller is just a differential. It's just a matter of, like, well, you know, if I get lucky, if I get Mueller better than the other two, well, I win. I mean, I have more leverage, right? Like, whatever.
Yeah.
You guys don't play DFS in other sports, no, much more than I do. So.
All right, that's all we got for talking Bayern tactics and how many crosses these guys are going to get. If you've been watching on YouTube, I've had up our cheat sheet. You can get access to these cheat sheets at rotowire.com/soccer trial. You can get a free 10-day trial, no credit card required. And you also get access to our Discord, and we'll definitely be talking there over the next 48 hours between these next two slates. So we've just been talking Tuesday's slate, and then we'll have something for Wednesday's slate. But Luis, thanks for joining me again. We're back talking Champions League, and I guess we'll see you. I believe we're going to do a Wednesday show. We just got to figure some things out. But Luis, thanks for joining me again, and we'll see you next time.
Take care, man. Good luck, everybody.